pond cat of extraordinary intelligence. I had gone far along the road to success in recent experiments. With Tobermory, as you call him, I have reached the goal. Mr. Appin concluded his remarkable statement in a voice which he strove to divest of a triumphant inflection. No one said, "Rats," though Clovis's lips moved in a monosyllabic contortion which probably invoked those rodents of disbelief. "And do you mean to say," asked Miss Resker after a slight pause, "that you have taught Tobermory to say and understand easy sentences of one syllable?" "My dear Miss Resker," said the wonder worker patiently, "one teaches little children and savages and backward adults in that piecemeal fashion. When one has once solved the problem of making a beginning with an animal of highly developed intelligence, one has no need for those halting methods. Tobermory can speak our language with perfect correctness." This time Clovis very distinctly said, "Beyond rats." Sir Wilfrid was more polite, but equally sceptical.